And with Tom Deathcore fans, it seems like with your band Without His Mother, it seems like not only do you attract deathcore fans, but even the diehard death metal fans seem to be attracted to your music. So you guys have a very diverse fan base, it seems. What do you think is the elements that attract both those sides together?
Certainly, without like putting down other bands in our genre, I think what we do is a little bit different. It's death metal with breakdowns, whereas I feel a lot of deathcore bands, it's mostly about breakdowns and ambience. So we have riffs, like a lot of really full-on death metal riffs. I think that's kind of key. And we've been really strategic with the touring. We tour with a lot of different bands. We don't just tour with the same bands every year.
And it's true. The new the music video "Human Target" for the album named the same title, has been getting strong reviews, and it's been almost a 500,000 views already since it has been released. So clearly, like you said, like your formula is working, and it's attracting more and more people to your music. Definitely. So with being in the studio, what is it like being a veteran of the genre? How does it work out in the studio? Like, you have a special formula that you guys can hammer on an album that fast as possible? Or do you guys try like something new like each album when you record?
No, we don't really try anything new. We just try to get better at writing songs, and I think it shows. I mean, I feel like we write better songs for sure. We're just more in tune with what we want to make, and we have more colors on our palette, so to speak. Earlier on in our career, we were less accomplished musicians, less accomplished songwriters. And as you slowly improve, you get more colors on your palette to more accurately paint the picture that you want to paint.
I see. And how does this that formula work on live performance? On stage, because you guys actually came to my city not that long ago, actually, like a couple of weeks ago.
What city is that?
Syracuse. Not that long ago.
Yep.
You guys were amazing live. You were amazing live. No, believe me, like, you blew the entire place up. What do you think? How does that the formula on record works well on the stage? Like, does the fans and the feedback constantly fuel you guys on stage more and push more in the studio?
Absolutely. It's kind of this ebb and flow, we make music, people react, and then we want to deliver a live show that, is representative of the record. We want to match that intensity that we have on the recorded music to the live music. Obviously, a live show is a completely different experience, but we want to, at least generate some similar kind of emotive quality.
And with the new album coming out, what kind of messages if you are trying to portray in this latest album? Like, anything specific you guys wanted to get off your chest on this album?
There wasn't like we go into a record with specific ideas necessarily all the time. I think one thing that defines us from a lot of other bands is the music. The lyrical content is very relatable. We sing about real world topics. Things that we're passionate about, and hopefully other people are passionate about as well. And also, if they don't know about it, hopefully we bring things to their attention. The song "Human Target's" about human organ harvesting in China. We've got songs that talk about depression and then the involvement of social media in mental health issues around the world, pharmaceutical companies, political agendas, cancer. All things that hopefully everyone can take away some kind of a conversation piece from.
That's good stuff. I do enjoy that a lot about your music having like more relatable topics. That's probably what keeps the fans so interested, because like you said, like, you put more what you're passionate about into it, and that attracts more people to it, and the fans just eat that up. They really do.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope it gives longevity to the records. A lot of bands in our genre of music have, like, they sing about fantasy kind of things and things that I don't really, I mean, I'm in the genre and I don't even really quite get a lot of it. Singing about things that are real, I think it kind of makes them a little bit more timeless.
And what would you say is your favorite songs that you did so far for Human Target? Like, what do you think is the favorite, you think is going to be a crowd favorite when you start playing it more in a live setting?
Hard to say, you know. That's not really for us to decide. We have all of our different favourites and whatnot. And sometimes we pick them and people love them, and sometimes we have our favourites and people don't really care about them. You know, and also sometimes we have songs that we really like and we don't think anyone's going to like them, and somehow they do, which is also good.
And how does it feel to be a deathcore band, being a top level deathcore band that has been clearly been able to push out records for such a good amount of time and able to actually say you're a very unique sound in the deathcore scene? Because like people say, like sometimes it's hard to have that uniqueness in a genre that has been constantly, like you say, and sometimes, you know, bands do the same stuff over and over again, but you guys seem to have that niche that people constantly need to get a taste of.
It's super rewarding, you know. We're very lucky to do what we do for a living. We get to travel the world, we get to play music, we get to, you know, exercise our demons through creating our art. And not everyone is lucky enough to get an audience. I don't think that necessarily having a large fan base should define an artist's level of success. As long as you create the art that you want to create, I think that's great, and we're very lucky that there seems to be an overlap between what people en masse enjoy and what we enjoy creating.
And how does it feel to be like your music scene from your homeland? Like, how does it feel like? How is it like there in your homeland? Like, does that influence your guys when it comes to the studio as well?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't really play many shows in Australia, and we don't.
Oh no, I can imagine though that you guys. What do you think is the most popular country you think is more accepting of your art? Like, oh, there we go. We lost connection there. You see it there?
Yep.
With you traveling so much, like you guys must have seen some great shows and different scenes around the world. Is there any specific scene in that you particularly like to see a lot more of when you go on tours?
Not really. We enjoy all the different places we go to for different reasons. You know, in the last 2 years, we've played China, Singapore, Thailand, Hong Kong, Israel, South Africa, the Balkans, Russia. Like, we've been to so many places that we never thought that we would go to in our lives, but we've managed to go there and play our music, which is really cool. But otherwise, you know, we love touring America. We love touring Europe. Each fan base is very different. Each culture is very different. So it's cool. You get to have a different show no matter where you are.
Awesome. And also another thing with the fans, and how much does the fans, you think, play in part of when it comes to, like, guys pushing harder to do your best when it comes to making albums? Like, do the fans, is a factor sometimes?
Not with the records, just with the live shows. With the records, we're very isolated. We go into the studio and we write and record an album generally in about 6 weeks from start to finish. So, I mean, we're just thinking about ourselves at that point. And then, you know, if a record comes out and it's well received, then that really inspires us to put on a really great live show. And obviously the interaction with the crowd at every show is something that's really special.
And you guys are on tour right now, correct? Or will be on tour again soon?
No, we finished the tour about a week ago, and we will play 3 shows in about 7 weeks' time, and then we'll have 2 weeks off, and then we play 2 weeks in Europe, and then we got another 2 months off. So pretty quiet, mostly just working on getting the record ready to come out and all of the business stuff behind the scenes.
That's good. And you guys in the U.S. too as well, because believe me, because when you guys on stage, when I saw you, you guys destroy it.
Thanks, man.
You guys full of energy. Like, I wish I was young again like that again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm getting old, so it's pretty hard to do it, but we managed to pull it off.
One more question, because I don't make sure you get time for your dance recital and all that stuff, you know, because I'm a dad myself, so.
Oh, nice. Boy or a girl?
It's a gore. She's a gore and boy. One's 18, one's 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the teenager, She doesn't like boys yet, so thank goodness.
Yeah, thank God. I've got a 3.5-year-old daughter, so
enjoy them when they're young.
I hope that she stays that old.
Oh, me too. You know, when they reach teenage, you're like, oh man, I feel like a grandpa at this point.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that to happen.
So with like the state of the metal community, like there's been a lot of diversity and a lot of inward fighting with it seems like a lot of metalheads are fighting about deathcore genres in general. Death metal heads fighting against deathcore fans and deathcore fans against death metal. What do you think is there such a nice friendship type of feel to the community plus such like a violent like inner fighting in the community at the same time? What do you think is the factors?
It's really tricky. I think that the fan base is definitely one of the limiting factors with our particular subgenres of music. If more metalheads behaved more like the hardcore community or the punk community or a lot of other genres of music, really, it would really help the bands to grow a lot more and to grow the scene a lot more. But I also understand that, you know, our music, the fan base is generally a lot of isolated kids, or they come from that. You know, they have a tough time growing up. They're alternative. They're not the norm. And music is kind of an escape for them. And it's something that belongs to them. It's like, this is my band. All the other, the jocks and the kids that bully me at school, they don't know about this band. So it belongs to them, and it becomes like this special relationship, and they don't want to share it. So I understand that. It's, you know, but at the same time, I feel like more people should find something they like and want to share it rather than kind of covet it, you know? Mm. I think that's kind of at the root of the problems that we have in our particular subgenre. A lot of elitism, and I think that comes from, you know, this level of exclusivity. Like, I know about this band that you don't know about, and I don't want to share it with you.
You know, you have absolutely right about that. A lot of the listeners have experienced, like, people before, like, you know, tell them about you don't like this band because you're not metal enough, or you're not hardcore enough to know this band. And then when someone like on the outside, someone that's like outside of the community comes into it, liking the band, they get very, very strange about that.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I hope that as our fan base grows, that kind of attitude will slowly evaporate.
Oh, believe me, like, I'm not going to lie, I used to be one of those death metal fans that used to just be like, oh, all that stuff is not for me. But next thing you know, I listened, Hate, new album Hate actually got me into listening to more deathcore, actually. I'm like, this is so amazing. I need more of this stuff.
Sick. So I'm glad.
You break me, an elitist, down to be more open about deathcore and all those subgenres. Like deathcore, so thank you so much. You guys really awesome. Did open my eyes to
that's what I like to hear.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, goodbye.